What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Rambier Sanger Strength and Fat Loss Show. Today, I'm walking along the pond here in Evergreen. Water levels are super high, which is nice to see. But anyways, lots of ducks and seagulls here. You can maybe hear them in the background. But anyways, today's topic, okay, this is a super secret fat loss hack, okay, that nobody's talking about. Nobody really knows about it because it's too simple. It's too goddamn simple, and people don't like simple, okay? They want the newest shit. They want the most complex stuff because they don't think simple actually is going to work. So, here's how it works, all right? I'm gonna keep it very short and sweet. What you're gonna do is you're gonna pop open your iPhone, okay? I'm sure Android users have this as well, but I don't know. So if you know the Android version of this, whatever, check it out. Basically, what we're looking for is our daily amount of steps. And the cool thing is that the iPhone just kind of keeps track of that in the health app. So, and for those of you guys who have Fitbits, you could just pop open your Fitbit or whatever. And if you, so I'm going through the iPhone specific version. So, oh, there's some turtles in the water here as well, hanging out. So, you're going to open the health app, and then there should be, on the first page, it should say steps, or you can hit the health data tab at the bottom, click activity, and then, you should be able to see steps there and click that. And see what your weekly steps are. Okay, what's your weekly or your daily average over the last week, over the last month? Okay, and then even you can even check it out over the last year. Okay, so I'm looking at mine right now, and it's about 5,000 steps. Okay, if you are below 5,000, okay, you can simply bump up your steps to 5,000 and you'll begin seeing a significant increase in fat loss, okay? Now, you might think, what does that even mean? Like, how am I? Well, here's the thing. Burning calories is very simple. It's the energy required for you to move. It's the energy required for you to do all the processes in your body. Those things you can't change, but you can change the amount of movement you have, okay? And so the cool thing about walking is that it doesn't tax your body like extreme exercise does. And so you think you're actually burning tons of calories by doing tons of really hard workouts, but you can't sustain that. But walking, you can sustain every single day, okay? So there's a couple little notes here. One, you know, if you're below 5,000, it is gonna be so easy for you to keep an eye on that number, get it up to 10,000 even, okay? That's about, you know, that's right around five miles-ish, okay? And so you keep that number around 10,000 steps, you're gonna see dramatic changes in fat loss, okay? And you can keep your calories the same. Now, here's another thing that you will find. Your body's extremely smart. And so if you try to go on these super low calorie diets, which I know a lot of people do because they think that that's the only way to lose fat, and they have no fucking clue that you're not, it's not about eating like 1,000 calories or 1,200 calories. It's about eating the right amount of calories. So what you need to do is you need to look at, hey, how much am I eating on a regular basis, right? So you might be consuming 3,500 calories ish averaged out, okay? And so you don't need to go down to 1,000. You can go down to 2,000, which I always recommend. It's like, Nobody, not a single goddamn person, if they just ate 2,000 calories, every single day, they would eventually lose all the body fat that they have. That's just science. And the reason I can say that is because, remember, calories required are based on how big of a person you are, okay? And most people are within the same range, okay? Is as far as like height goes. And even if you are on the shorter side, it doesn't matter, because 2,000 calories is not going to be that much over, okay? It's not going to be like you're going to eat, you're overeating 1,000 calories every day. It's just not, okay? So anyways, like it's going to be impossible to gain body fat if you are at 2,000 calories. And remember, it's 3,500 calories that make up 1 pound of fat. And so, you know, if you do the math, if you're eating 3,000 on average and you cut down to 2,000, you should be losing about a pound every 3 days at 3.5 days. Now, the second point, as I was making that with on your steps, is to notice that your body's super smart. And then as you begin to decrease calories to stupidly low levels, like 1,000 or 1,200, okay, you'll notice that your steps go way, way, way down. Why? Because your body's smart. It will adjust for that, okay? And so if you notice, like, you just feel like shit when you eat less, like way, way less, like unreasonably less, there's a reason for that. So that's something that you can keep an eye on. And even when you are, like, let's say you're used to eating like 3,000 a day, and now you're eating 2,000 or 1,800, you might notice that, oh, my body wants to move less. I feel a little bit more lethargic. Maybe my steps have gone down. My average has gone down. But if you're monitoring it, you can keep that step average up. Okay. And it's going to have a lot of benefits for you anyways, but in this particular, discussion about fat loss, it's going to help you keep burning fat. Okay. Anyways, all that being said, if you're not enjoying and having a good time and having fun, none of this fucking matters anyway. So I always want to end and start with that. That if you're not having fun and enjoying yourself, and you're taking all this shit too seriously, and everything that you think about in regards to this makes you feel bad, good luck, my friend. It's not going to be fun times. So if you really want this to work, you got to figure out a way to feel good about it. And I think one of the ways is just to be like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, I can go have a good time and be a cool person and hang out with a cool person and enjoy my life. And then guess what? The thing is, all of this stuff becomes more effective anyway. So that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for today. We will see you back here tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.